Here we go. Michelle is back in the studio. Welcome, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All good. Now you're here brightening up this very dreary evening, actually. Hang on. You said that we should just be friends while I came up with that line, and I'm sure. Now, if you've tuned in for the first time, this is actually Michelle's theme tune. Don't hold your breath. I'm sure Mickey Bubbles would love that. Right, so Michelle, come on, how you been?
Good, good. It's gorgeous out there. I know. Oh. It's really dark, but the moon is beautiful. Oh. I was thinking that on the drive over.
Oh, was
here.
It? I've not seen
it's
that.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's not quite full, but it's that nice bluey, dark blue color of the sky. Ooh. And the moon. And
I might try and take some photographs later, but enough of me. Come on, what have you got for us today? Give us a sneak idea.
We were talking about the weather, and then you're talking about it being warm overnight. Come on. Anyways, but in the summertime, we did some breath work to help keep us cool. So I thought, now that the weather is meant to dip down, I was watching the weatherman on the TV today, and they're talking about all these northern fronts coming in and making it cold. So I thought, actually, let's do some breath work, not only just to keep us calm, but to actually help warm us up. Because I know if your house is anything like mine, it's probably freezing cold. My husband doesn't like to turn on the heat. My friend was over yesterday and I'm like, it's freezing. He controls the hive. He was over in Japan and I had the heat on the other week and my husband turned it down from Japan. All of a sudden, I'm like, it's really cold in the house. And I message him, like, are you controlling the heat from Japan? He goes, maybe.
Oh.
I was like, right, I know it's 25 degrees there, but it is not that over here in England. So, I know, welcome to my life. And everyone always goes, oh, but you're Canadian. You should be used to the cold. I'm like, well, I'm used to well-insulated
homes. Do you know what? We have a little peek inside Michelle's window. More and more we get to learn about her every week. So there you go.
Yes. Can you believe it? Anyways, the authorities are going to be called now. So let's talk about the breath. Sorry, I'm cry laughing now. Anyways, Ujjayi breath is what it's called. Is what it's technically
Ujjayi.
Called. Ujjayi. Yeah, okay. It's Sanskrit. Look at that. You can speak Sanskrit.
There we go. Ujjayi.
Ujjayi. Yeah. It's also known as ocean breath. And also, funny enough, it's also known as snoring breath, which you'll understand why when we go deeper into this. Again, like I said, when we do breath work is calming. It's good. Mm. It's one of the eight limbs of yoga. So yoga isn't just yoga poses. We've talked about that. Mm. One of the eight limbs is breath work, pranayama. I cannot stop crying. Sorry, Joe's laughing at me now. And I'm like laughing.
I never laugh at you. I always laugh with you.
Yeah. I'm clapping here. Mm. Right. So we're going to do some Ujjayi breathing to help keep us warm. And let's get started. The first thing we're going to do, we've done this before where we just do breathing through the mouth. So inhaling, and it makes an ocean breath if you breathe in and out through the mouth. So we can just nice and gently go inhale and exhale. So you can do this when you're at wherever you're at, listening in. So breathing in through the mouth and breathing out. I don't know if the listeners can hear that. It's the next ones that I'm worried about. Mm. So obviously that sounds a bit like the ocean. That's why we call it ocean breath.
Oh, let's get that. Yeah.
Good. So that's step one. And again, so I'm going to walk you through it. You can stop wherever you're at or however you feel. So the next thing is to imagine you've got a mirror in front of you. And you're going to fog up the mirror. You know when...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I'm sure we've done this.
To check if you're not a vampire.
Yeah, that's... Is that what it is? Yeah. So this time you breathe in through the mouth. Yeah. And then this time it's that breathing. And imagine you're fogging up the mirror.
Yeah.
Right? So when you're doing that, when you're breathing out fogging, your throat kind of closes, constricts a bit, right?
Yeah.
So if you try it, you like breathe out.
Yeah, got that.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's the effect we want. So we want that throat kind of closing a bit.
Yeah.
And so if you're good with that, the next step is trying to do that in and out. So you're like.
Maybe we should have done this on Halloween.
Yeah. Anyways. Right. So you can start hearing why it's called snoring breath.
Yeah, now I can feel the warmth on my hand as well. Good. Yeah.
So your partner, husband, whoever, they probably sound like that when they start falling asleep.
Yes. Mine does. Right.
It's always a sure sign the person next to you is falling asleep. They start making that noise. So that's why it's called snoring breath. Can you see it now, Zach?
It's so, a bit triggering, actually.
Sorry. And then the last step, so you can stay there and until you're practicing with the mouth open, doing the in and out. And the last bit, once you've sussed that, you can try it with the nose.
All right.
So you close the mouth and you try the same thing that you're breathing in. And breathing out.
Oh, I see. So you've still got that sort of noise thing going on as well.
That's it.
I've got you. Yeah, so it is warmer as well, right?
Yeah. So the more you do it, it's warming the belly, warming the inside, and you do start building some internal heat with it. So if, you know, you live in my household, I do it quite often.
Wherever your husband is, he's turning it down to -2 to save on the bills.
It's when I can see my breath first thing in the morning. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, that's brilliant. So that is just a basically, again, you don't have to sort of breathe the same length of time that Michelle was breathing. It's, you know, if you've got issues and things like that or any health issues, then you can just do it to, even if it's a fraction of a second.
That's
but it still helps out.
And it does. So. And I've said this before, and it's a muscle in your body. You're exercising. Yeah. So even if you've got COPD or you've got asthma, you can work on it. Like it's like any muscle we're working on. So it's starting baby steps, small little breaths, like you said. And over time, the more you practice, the longer your inhales and exhales get.
Love that. Yeah. Well, I should have lined up. Is that it? Sorry, I've cut you off there. Are you all done?
Oh, I thought you were going to have more jokes.
No. I've tried to be good today.
Look at that. I'm bang on time.
You're bang on time as well. Yeah. So Michelle, where can we find you again?
So you can find me on my you can find me on Insta at Midlife and Michelle. And you can also.
I'm going to breathe.
Yeah. I am definitely in my midlife. So Midlife and Michelle is my Insta handle on Facebook. And you can find me at Anna Hatha Yoga. And on the internet, it's www.annahathayoga.co.uk. And you can find me here in Brentwood as well, teaching yoga classes at the Better Gym and soon to be Anytime Fitness whenever they open.
So you're everywhere.
I am everywhere.
Do you ever get time at home? Maybe that's why your husband is turning the heating down because you're never at home.
He thinks I'm not at home.
Yeah, Michelle, listen, thanks ever so much for that. Always appreciate you coming in. Our song today is...
Shine.
Yay. See you soon.
See ya.
You're such a big star to me.